as we complete our series on tefillah, and we begin our shiurim with Chanukah, we will talk about the union of tzedakah to begin with, and the shiur connecting it to tefillah. And do want to speak a little bit about the union of Ma'ariv. A couple of important questions, halacha l'maisa. And this way, by next week, Emir Tashem, we will be ready to talk about Hilchos Chanukah. And over the weekend, we will have shiurim regarding the Nes of Chanukah and many of the Midrashim. Looking forward to, as the Eilat knows, we get to Chanukah. That's one of the emtaivim that I really enjoy giving shiurim and talking about it. And it's an opportunity for us to really have simcha satayra, because that's what Chanukah, that's what the Yavanim wanted to destroy. And we do have, we've had tremendous siyata d'shmaya over the last more than 20 years already of shiurim when it comes to Chanukah. And that's the time of the year when we really have the aura of Torah, which we see with our own eyes as we go through the shiurim. But we end with in our tefillah for now, Mitzvah later on in the year, we will return. We are going to start with an important halacha. Why are we doing this halacha? For those of you that recall, the Chidah talks about why the Bnei Yisrael, during the times of the Yavanim, why were they zaycha to have a Nes of Chanukah, to win a war, to eventually walk into the Beis HaMikdash, find the Pach Shemen? There had to have been some schusim that they had. They were assimilated with the Greeks. The atmosphere of the time was definitely very, very geared towards the Gashmias, enjoying the world. So what did they do? Chashmonaim learned Torah, the Klal Yisrael as a whole, what was their schus? And the Chidah says that they gave tzedakah. And in the schus of tzedakah, for those of you that recall, many years ago, we spoke about how the tzedakah is given with your hands. You give it with your kaf hayad. You give it with your hand. And we spoke about the letter chaf, and we spoke about the peh, because the Chidah also says that there was a sensitivity of giving tzedakah. That's a Klal Yisrael. That's because we are concerned. We're worried about other people. And we don't say Lashon Hara either. We're careful with our mouths. We're careful with our peh. So if you're careful with your peh, which is a peh, and you also give tzedakah, which is a chaf, so you will see that you spell the word pach, the letter peh from peh, and the chaf from chaf, the letter chaf, the peh and the chaf spells the word pach. You're able to find the pach shaman. So we therefore begin, and we will, Mirz Hashem, talk about that in the coming weeks. We will review that idea, but for today, I wanted to talk about the union of tzedakah with tefillah, because we will see and we'll speak about how in the kayach tefillah, is I made b'tefillah, v'yama, it is a lashon of tefillah. So v'ata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Klal Yisrael's tefillahs. So we connect tzedakah with tefillah, and therefore the Mechaber says, and this was learned in Hilchos Tefillah, the Olam that is learned in the Halachas in Hilchos Tefillah in 7 Tzadok days. Toiv lifein tzedakah koidim tefillah. To give the tzedakah before the davening. What we will discuss for the first few minutes in this year is, when should you give tzedakah? What type of tzedakah? Many people will go during Vayivarech David and they give the tzedakah then, although that's not in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that when you walk into shul, you should give the tzedakah before you daven. Is this also by Mincha? Is it also by Ma'ariv? And what's the reason why? It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. We should maybe pay attention to when, why, and is it so necessary? Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says like this, Chsiv, Ani B'Tzedek, Echzev Panecha. When you come to show your face, it should already have been B'Tzedek. That's how Hashem wants to see us, B'Tzedek, with Tzedakah. Ve'ezek Hilois Kedosh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Niskan Aminig, now he brings down this minig, Litein Tzedakah, Hishimagia, L'Apasik, we just mentioned, Ba'esha Ba'akov, Ba'atam Esha Ba'akov, as we're going to shortly see, I think many people looked at the words Ba'esha Ba'akov, so they take out the Tzedakah and they give it Ba'esha Ba'akov. when I was growing up in yeshiva, that's what I thought. That's maybe I misunderstood my rebbe, but I thought that that's what that was his mom. When you say the words Aisha, wealth, that's when you're supposed to give the tzedakah, but that's a big mistake, as we'll shortly see. And also, when you read the Mishnah Berurah, maybe that's why they learned it like that. We talk about money, so you give tzedakah. That's totally not the reason why you give tzedakah then. Let us see then, we have to delve into where this comes from. The Eish Mekayimesh, there are those places, Shenayim Lekabit Tzedakah, by Kriya Satayra, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's wrong. And this is what I do want to spend some time on, is because we get bombarded by these mishalachim, and they come in the middle of davening. And somehow, maybe going forward, at some point, make some policy with them. Because they're totally walking in, disturbing. I don't know what they're thinking. We're in the middle of davening here, and we're trying to say Shema, and we're trying to daven Sukkot the Zimra, and we're trying to have Kavanah here. And the Mishnah Berurah clearly writes, it's Shalaika, the Mevatan Ali is there. He's talking about Kriyas HaTorah and Anias Baruch Hu. But as we'll see from Chaim Kanievsky, they disturb us throughout our davening. And the Mechaber doesn't say that he's supposed to give tzedakah during davening. He says before, Mishnah Berurah brings down, what does that mean? It's not just in Hilchas Tefillah, in Hilchas Tzedakah. So it's not just the din in Tefillah, because the Mechaber repeats it in Yaradeya. So number three, here he's clearly telling you the type of tzedakah. So in Hilchas Tefillah, maybe you can give the mat, you just put in the pushkin, not giving it to the ani. It seems that that would be good. And Hilchas Yaradeya, he says, you have to give it to an ani. Shenemer, and then he brings the same posse. Says the Shach, Maradik Kishach. And this was my question. I mean, if you're just going to learn the Mechaber and Hilchas Tefillah, why doesn't he say, give it to the ani? He just says, give tzedakah. Give tzedakah is just give a donation to the tzedakah fund. Says the Shach, the Kol Shkein. It was bothering me. What's Kolshkein? That's better than giving it to the Ani. So we shouldn't have the Ani walking around. It's better to give the tzedakah, says the Shach, to the Kupa, which is our Pushka. The Chaim Kasavatur Barachayim. Taib Lasei Tzedakah, he does write, it's better to give tzedakah kaidim at fila. So I asked the Olam, why would it be Kolshkein? It took me a while to find someone and ask the question. But what would be the kolshkin? What's wrong with giving the ani? If the Indian is giving tzedakah before davening, the pasuk says, "Vani b'tzedek echazeh panecha." What would be the Indian of the? Why would it? What's the kolshkin? Mashma, you have a choice. You have an ani, or you have the pushka. Give it to the pushka. Don't give it to the ani.
The kupa that he's talking about, the money went to the ani.
Anyway, one time, right? I'm not saying.
Not our pushka.
Right. That's ani. That's all. I was going to get to that. Anyway, our pushka is not going to the ani. But what would be wrong with giving it directly to the ani?
Maybe Gavin Tzedakah did a better job.
Making sure. Yes, so it's possible. It was a mashma like that. Because what would be the kolshkin? So the Sefer Rabbi Chiyom Echel Stern, we have spoken about him. He's a guy in Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote many, many svarim. I'm going to see a story from him in maybe in a couple of weeks when we have a Friday night shiur. He's one of the most reliable gedolim ga'anim in Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous stories that he himself writes about himself. He went through so many tzaras, but he himself writes about how he survived these difficulties because of different things that he did in his life. We'll share it with Mitzvah Shem at a Friday night shiur. But he writes like this: the most chash of a type of tzedakah is the matan b'seisa, where you don't know who you're giving the money to. So the receiver doesn't know who gave it, and you don't know who you're giving it to. So he says, that's the reason, that's the kolshkin. He brings down from the Yin Yaakov, Shemai Rebbeinoisim, it's Tzedakah B'Seis, Chinem Rolov, Ani, Sharaka, that's what is the Lashon of the Pasuk? Va'ani B'Tzedek, he learns, that it's I'm the one who sees it, Umavur, Medivrei HaShach, because he says, that's Pshat and the Shach, Kolshkin, Amnaisim, Kupa Shal Tzedakah, Kaidin Tfilah, the Kavanasa in Tzedakah Vaseis, it's like Avrami says, clearly he's learning that it's going to the Aniyim, but the Aniyim don't know that it's coming from me, and I don't know who I'm giving it to, so there's no Busha here. Today they don't have any Busha anyway. The ones who are collecting, you see that the Imamish have, they have no choice. For them, this is the way they have, it becomes a part of their way of life. But the Iker was is to do this in a matan b'seisa. And if you look in the Sefer, I looked in the Sefer Alei Shem and Yaradeya, he also explains it like this. Let's read, and we'll see that it's very negeh alach l'maisa when it comes to the night. Because we know that you're not supposed to give tzedakah at night. Ani b'tzedek echzeh panach aderu. Why do we give tzedakah? He says, because the ani is coming, he has nothing. If we give him tzedakah, we can then turn to Hashem and say, we have given to those that don't have. Hashem, give to us because we need. So he writes like this. That's the matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We should give the ani. Nice and tzedakah. We give tzedakah and Hashemayim, they'll give us tzedakah too. So that's what you're supposed to have in mind when you're coming to the tefillah. Ani b'tzedek, give to those that are not capable on their own to have the needs to support themselves. And Hashem will give us, although we also need, but we have given to the tzedakah, we've given to the ani. Comes the prima gadim, and he clearly says to the Mishnah Berurah that says to give it during the Zman of Ayibarach David, tells you by which words, not by Ba'al Yaakovit. I see everybody, I was in the shul, everybody's walking out. They all walked up by Ba'al Yaakovit and they put it in by those words. It says the Prima God number five, no. It's when you say B'mayshel Ba'kol, that's when you give the money. Hashem is a Mayshel on everything. It's Toivi Yafu, says the Prima God. So based on what we're saying, you give it twice. You give before, because you have the Pasuk Ani B'tzedek, and then you give it when you say the words Mayshel Ba'kol. Then he writes, Koshkein Ani, for sure the Ani should give tzedakah too. Because he realizes Me Hashem HaKol. So when he's giving it, it's really just acknowledging that Hashem, I know that you give me, because I have nothing. Because he writes that the usher always thinks it's Kaichem Ba'itzim Yadim. So he writes, Kavul Chaimet. Comes now the Prima Godim, and just reinforces what I said to you before, and it's so it is frustrating many times, because you don't understand what the Aniim are thinking when they're disturbing you during the avenue. I read you the Prima Godim here, although he's talking about in Hilchas Tainus, it applies not just Hilchas Tainus. It says the El Yerabo, the Yeshlita in Tzedakah, B'mincha, you give it by Mincha on a fast day. I've mentioned in the past the Sharish of the word Tainus, the middle three letters in the word Tainus is Ani. Taste, the first letter and the last is Taste is to give, Vayitain is to give, and the middle three letters is Ani to the poor. You give, how much money do you give to the poor on a fast day? Your breakfast costs you, let's say, $10. Your lunch is another $10. Let's say you're just getting the coffee with something to eat. So you have the amount of money that you would normally spend on your breakfast and your lunch. That's what you give to the ani on a fast day. And that is the agra, the tanisa. That's the amount of money that you should give on a fast day. Says the Magana Prima Godim. Mari Digatim. If your breakfast is just coffee, and any coffee, $6 too. If you get a coffee, it costs $6 already. I and Elio Rabba, the Yesh Lita into darkness. Look what he writes in the bowl. Last is game, don't do it by Chazara Sashat. You go to shuls and they go collecting tzedakah by Chazara Sashat. He says, well, no, you have to listen to Chazara Sashat. So all these shuls where they're collecting by Chazara Sashat against the Prima Godim. Prima Godim says not to go collecting during Chazara Sashat. The Gam, and then he writes too. If the Olam's listening, you don't have to stop. They would be listening anyway, then you're right. Try it out one time and see if they listen to Chazara Sashat, and then you'll see if you should stop or not. But that's the Icarus. That's you see. The day is the hay. And on Monday and Thursday, they would go collect many times. They go around many times collecting. I don't know what other times they went out because it says Kamapam. I told him, this is Prima Godin telling you what he did. It's not his style. He says, I told him, they used to go to Kriya Satira also. He says, I understand it, being available and rock. He says, after Kriya Satira, then it's the right time to do it. But it seems they would go around during the Kriya Satira. Difficult to understand what point of the Kriya Satira they were going around. But definitely we see not by Chazara Sashat. Comes the tour. Tour also wants to know what's the time that they could, when can you let the Aniyan collect? What should be the right time that they should come into shul and collect? Not they should come whenever they want. So the Torah writes, he wants to know, he says, is the Zman after Yishtabach? So the Oyla maybe gets the Yishtabach. They should take a little bit of a break because you finished now. The Bracha of Yishtabach is going back on the Baruch Shamah. So you finish the section. Now technically you're allowed to talk. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to talk when Yishtabach, the Prisha Shema. We already spoke about it. You could say, tell them then, those that say you could. If, let's say you finish Yishtabach before the shul is up to the Yishtabach, says some say you could, others say you can't. We had a share about that already. Rav Chaim seems to say it's okay. Let's say you're saying, need a minion. We spoke about this before once. You come to shul, 9 people, you finish Yishtabach, you have to make a phone call to get someone, number 10. You finish Yishtabach, you can call, you can talk, you can call up someone, we need you for a minion. Or he writes, look at the Torah. If you want to make an announcement to give tzedakah, he says you're allowed to. After your Shabbat, we're talking about in shul here, where you're going to end up saying barfu. That's the right time to do it. So based on the Torah, you see the right time to collect tzedakah, or you want to even make an announcement. If the person wants to come and make an announcement, the best time would be after Shabbat before Baruch. I think the island was stoning them, but that's the, would be the time of when to really do it, because then you're allowed to be mafsik at that time before the chazan goes ahead and says the kaddish and the Baruch. So the island already finished the Shabbat. The chazan didn't. The island finished. Now he can make his announcement and say that he wants to collect for
everyone. We learned that the Kaddish is connected to the Yishtabas and to the Baruch.
It is, but being there, but the Torah says, and the other parts say that you see for that, if you are finished, it is connected. But you could be mafsik if you need to. And one of the cases you need to is for tzedakah. And the Kaddish is going back. That's why you really should not be mafsik. But for Sarkei, Tivo, you're allowed to. And that's a Mechaber passage like that too. So I looked at, it's so interesting, because someone sent a letter to Rav Menashe Klein, and they were complaining about, not complaining, I don't know if that's the wrong word, but they were in a disagreement with Chaim Kanievsky. And I don't know how anybody has the audacity to go and argue with Chaim Kanievsky when he feels a certain way about something that I think everyone here will agree with. And he sent to Rav Menashe Klein to get his opinion about it. I don't know who the person is, because it doesn't. Maybe I did see it. I just left it out because I didn't feel that it was the way it was written. Maybe was not knocking it, but he has someone here arguing with Chaim Kanievsky. I think the Oilam will totally agree with Chaim. I don't know. You tell me what you think. I just had to show you on the sheet how he sent this individual sent to him Machlekes with Yedidi Nafshi Rukhan Kanievsky. Rav Menashe Klein is writing this. He says, you sent me a letter regarding you arguing on my friend. Rav Menashe Klein and Rukhan Kanievsky did have a relate. They were friends. But he writes over here, what was the discussion about? Should you let people walk around, right? We're middle of Davi. We see this all the time. They walk in. And we're first parsha in Kriyashma, for sure, no shaila at all. But they're walking in during the second parsha of Kriyashma. So there's letters back and forth to Rav Chaim. There's two parts to Isaac Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah, middle of Davin. What do I have to give tzedakah for? We always have a rule. Isaac Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah. And we know that Eichad Efshel Chaim Shneim. Chaser Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said to me like this. So he wants to know it's Efshel Chaim Shneim. Because give the tzedakah, stop, give the tzedakah, and then go back to Davin. It's Efshel Chaim Shneim. Said Rav Chaim, first of all, you don't have to, before davening, Shema Yavi on me. You know, let me take my money out because maybe a poor person's going to come. And I have to watch my money the whole davening. Right? We're so concerned about the dollar that we take out for the ani. So he says, well, you have to put the money out. No, says Rav Chaim. They ain't Suffolk and for sure. Sheyafriya Kavana. It's definitely very, very annoying. We're trying to daven. I have to go look for my dollar. I have to go. And if said Rav Chaim, it's not Yachul Chaim Shneim. The one who wrote the letter to him, Rav Chaim, says, what do you mean? Why can't you just stop and give it to tzedakah? It's Yachul Chaim Shneim. Says, no, that's not, says Rav Chaim, that's not Yachul Chaim Shneim. Because the moment that you break your concentration to start again, I guess they each went a different way. I don't know. He looking back, as he says, and the one who wrote the letter to Nasha Klein says, "Lama Yifro, what do you mean Yifro? The Gamze, it's not a hefsek in tefila. Karei nesinas hatzedaka, hachana l'tefila. It helps you with it's hachana l'tefila. I don't know what he's talking about. Hachana l'tefila before davening, not a mill, not a mill of Kriyishma.
We keep it 12 is not the same as 24.
Right. That, it's also it's stop. That's what I don't say, because the one who wrote for Chaim says you give the puta tarani, then go daven, but achrayim maybe and you bring the Arizal, litein tzedakah, v'shashayim v'atem moishe b'akol, and then not, he asked Rav Chaim that v'loi chayshish m'shem oisik v'mitzah, v'loi m'shem vitel kavanah tefila. That's what he wrote back to Rav Chaim. I'm not sure Klein, he wrote him back. But to me, I don't understand that if that's the way you got, yes, this is the part of the tefillah when you get to the words Vatamaisha Bakal to give the tzedakah. But when you have a mishuluch and he's coming in here and he's standing there and he's telling you his whole story and he's giving you this whole thing in the middle of davening, I don't see that what one has to do with the other. That you go up in the middle of Vatamaisha Bakal, that's a part of your tefillah. It's not going to disturb your kavana. I don't know what he was bringing apples and oranges over there. Halacha l'maisa. The answer, they should not be going around when we're davening. There's nothing we could do. I mean, we're not going to stop. We can make policies maybe at some point we should. They can only collect at a certain time. If they're here after Yishabach, before if the people are waiting, then Enchanami. But to come in and then they make the announcements and then they come around, they really, really should not be allowed. It's a difficulty because we don't want to make any fights. But the halacha we see here, when should you give the tzedakah? Before davening. When you get to Vata Moshe Bakol, you can do it again. Vata Maseser. Let's go to. So, what about. Does the Oilam do this? What?
It's
not the announcements. They go around personally.
I'm not talking about the announcements. They don't come to you.
Make a policy if no one gives at any other time. It doesn't.
Right. Anyway, the real Shiloh comes up, and this I don't see people doing, and that's the Shiloh. Do we do this by Minchay Meir too? If there's an Indian giving tzedakah, shouldn't we also do it by Mincha Meir? Before we come to Mincha, we should give tzedakah. Whenever we walk in, we should have a pushka for Aniyah, like everybody says. The pushka that we have, I don't know what the money's for, but whatever the money's for, it's... Right, we should have a pushka for Aniyah, because that's what you see over here. The Ikar is to have a pushka for the Aniyah. So if the oil wants, I'll put out a pushka for the fund, my fund, because that's going for people that need money. So maybe we should do that. All right, see, let's.
See, we have a second one.
Yeah, push this one. Make another one.
Yeah. Label it. We'll switch that. Oh,
Jewish?
Okay,
we'll
get a Hanukkah. Some will be Zadat, some will do it. It's amazing. I want to talk to you a little bit for a few minutes about Tzedakah at night, because I keep on getting questions about this, about Tzedakah at night. You have Mishalachim come to you at night. So there's a Chidah, number 9 on the sheet says Azoi. So based on what we said before, It's every tefillah, and we're going to see from the Chassam Sefer in a moment, every tefillah you should be giving tzedakah before. But let's learn the Birkei Yosef and Hilchos by Meiriv, because he does talk about this idea of Ba'arbis, number 9. Ba'arbis is a good din. We've spoken about the night is at Zman of Din. Chayin, don't give tzedakah then. Why don't you give tzedakah? Because it's a Zman Din. During a time of, when it's Rachamim, give tzedakah. But it's the time of din, don't give tzedakah. What's the understanding of that? But let us go a little bit further.
Every time and I tell them, Mishulach comes in, don't give.
That's exactly what we're going to go into right now. What does that mean? You shouldn't give tzedakah to the Mishulach at night? Tell them, sorry, I don't give tzedakah at night. Then, so that's what we're going to see. That's the whole tshuva of the Tzal HaChachm over here. But before we get to that, I want to end off with the big guys. Put it in bold, because he has everything in the middle. If you want to read it, he brings down the Yashami. Well, there is a Yishami that discusses about giving tzedakah at night, and the Yishami says, like Kedin, it's not proper, but like Kedin, he talks about, and that's what we're going to talk about, if Amata Veseser or Aniyim that are coming to give the money, from the Yishami, it's Mashma, you shouldn't give Amata Veseser at night, and that's what we're going to talk about in a moment, but let us finish off the Birkei Yosef. He says like this, Hainu. I'll show you nice in tzedakah. That tzedakah balayla shlitas hadin ain't a tzedakah. It's not proper to give tzedakah bishman din. The yeshivu, the mikol makom, and the chidah and self rights not give tzedakah at any time. But we see this concept of tzedakah by night. And if you look at the ha'aris on the Birkei Yosef number 10, he also brings down ain't zman lita in tzedakah. It's a zman din. So we do find this concept of not giving tzedakah at night. The next ha'ara also brings down he brings the yeshalmi. Yishalmi's mashah, that was the maskana of the Yishalmi, because the maskana of the Yishalmi seems to say the mikal makayim b'chaleis ma'elus, that it does help to give tzedakah at night. And therefore, I want to look at number 11. He brings down from the Sefer Kisei Rachamim, Nira de Mesafkele and Ba'ani. Hamish Moshe's question, if an ani comes, b'shayel tzedakah b'layla, you have to give him tzedakah at night. Maybe it's his mandin, like Moshe said, that's his question. Maybe you should not give tzedakah at night. But I do want, so that's what we'll spend just a moment on, is this inyan of tzedakah balayla. The Chassam Sofer writes that he, l'fnei kol tefillah v'tefillah, before every tefillah he used to give tzedakah. He gave a small coin,
as a matan baseiser, al yidei achim in a talmidim. He was given to one of his talmidim. And then I looked at another further on in the Chassam Sefer. He writes because they have all the different talmidim that still at the Chassam Sefer too. By yinoy glita in tzedaka kaidim fila. Mashma kaidim kol tefila, mashma every tefila. Nice and prutal tzedaka, as we said, anim tzedek echad panachem tzadik. So you see that they did give tzedaka at night. So what's the right thing to do? So again, before we go further, the halacha shachris mincha, we should also, when we come to shul, we should give tzedaka to that ani. Myriv, we see the chassam sofer did it. We have the Berki Yosef over here that's discussing the shayla now. Comes the tzela chacham and he writes like this. Kia in number 12. The nagid mitzvah kivarnoide ki arvis uzman adin gomor l'chein ein zman litetok. But he writes in parentheses. What does this mean? She'ein ashogoy remes l'daktek al agdomis. The zman of Meiriv is not such a zman sina sakal l'tfilo kigoyin k'may beis tfilos gomis. Shachris amincha for sure. You have to give tzedakah before you daven. Avol chalilo l'noya tzedakah minisha tzarechloy. If someone comes to you and says they need tzedakah, then you should, of course, give it to them. That's mitzvah sabachalais. It's better to give it out during the day. But if he comes to you at night, if he's going to come back to you, and you could say, could you come tomorrow? And give him the tzedakah tomorrow. But if he's coming to you at night, chalila, not to give tzedakah at night, before davening by Meiriv, the Chassam Sofer did give tzedakah. Others say that, no, that's called a matan baseser. So the matan baseser at night, that seems what you shouldn't do. Let's see, Viter, he brings down the opposite, because if you look at number 13, Ra'azeh matasi had found a marsham, he brings that Yishalmi that we said, the be'emes say, lasis tzedakah balaylo, you should not give tzedakah by night, zuas matan baseser, except for matan baseser. So if the matan baseser, the chsim, matan baseser, we saw, we have a pasuk. Matam b'seiser also b'tzedek that the before davening is supposed to give. So the marsham, yes, by Meiriv too before davening, you should put it into the pushka, which is a matam b'seiser. What did the Gemara mean? And that's clearly what the Yishalmi seems to be saying. What did the Gemara mean when the Gemara says they don't give tzedakah because it's din? That's to go to the ani. You have an ani that you want to write out. You didn't come to your door. Ba'ed, you can give the ani during the day. I can give him at night. Give him the money during the day. If he's around, give him the day. Don't wait for the night. Say, come to my come to shul, ani. Don't tell him to come to my house tonight. I'm home tonight. You can give him during the day. Give it during the day. But the matam b'seiser, that's, you see that they hold that you're allowed to do it. And then he brings down also just a couple of other ideas with the, in number 14, he brings from the Munkach Rebbe in the Darche Chaim Mishalom, also the Belaila Loinit in Tzedakah Kailim Chatzais, he brings in the Yishalmi, Che'ei Lit in Tzedakah Kiyaz Alayla, that's Gair and Belaila. Zeh clearly writes what we just said. Zeh Davka the Mitzvah Shein Iveres. Doesn't make a difference if you give it in the morning or you do it at night. But if it's Iveres, after Lifter Asani, Rak, what should you do? My ridiculous thing, what should you do? You want to give tzedakah at night to the ani? And he says it's as man did. And he brings down from other, the Hagayin HaKadosh, the Divrei Chaim. What do you do? Asher Ayanim, when the Anim used to come to his house at night, and you had to give them, so he would say to them, and he couldn't wait till the morning, he would say, take this for Achnasas Kala, I'm giving it to you as a gift. I'm giving it to you so you should have food for the road. I'm giving it to you money as a matana, not tzedakah. Don't say this is tzedakah. And that's what the Divrei Chaim is doing. It's not tzedakah. Rak b'derech matana. Ozein chshash b'layla gamkein. Va'mitzvah and menela. You're getting the mitzvah tzedakah too. So give a b'taras. I'm giving you a gift. Here, I'm giving you this as a gift for the kala. Not tzedakah for achnasas kala. Use the word matana. That would be a way around to get out of it. So again, halacha l'maisa, according to what we're saying, you should give the matam b'seiser even before Meiriv. You know, if you have a choice to the ani, day or night, give it during the day. If the ani comes to your house, you're not going to find him tomorrow. Definitely, you should give it to him at night. If you can somehow sell him the money during the day, then that's what you should do. It's a din of rachamim. Comes along the Betzalel Chacham. One other side that he says when we give tzedakah, just wanted to show. It's something to think about. Agav, especially now because we do everything. We do sell money. I give tzedakah to people, and even just sell. You sell the money. But I want to show you, and it's not, I don't remember, I don't think that this halacha was so negeh 10 years ago, 15 years ago, because most of the time you're giving tzedakah, you're standing when you're giving tzedakah, the ani comes in. Sometimes you're sitting. That's when they're disturbing you during davening, which I said they shouldn't be collecting anyway. But if they're coming at most of the time, you're standing. But I want to read you from the Munkacher Rebbe that he was kishenas in tzedakah, when he would give tzedakah b'shar, he was sitting down on a chair. Gam kishemasu l'shlucha, even when he gave it to shliach, we saw the Chassan Sofer did this with his talmid, it says, give tzedakah, he would stand up. It's kavod ha-mitzvah. You give tzedakah, you should be standing. So it's important. So therefore, even if you're going to be sending the tzedakah zel, you mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, you should be standing when you're doing it. That's what he did. With chalei nice in tzedakah, I'm reading you from the Baral, the Arizal, TM umud, you should be standing when you're giving tzedakah. He brings down the Baral, he brings down from others, the inyan of amida kashimas to the mitzvah. Okay, but I wanted to talk about chiddush gadol from Ramosha, and we have to, Ma'ariv is how we're talking about Ma'ariv, tzedakah during Ma'ariv. Important question. Many times we walk in late to Ma'ariv, and the halacha, I don't know, is the basic halacha here, which is if you look at number 17, if you come into shul and they already said Kriya Shema, so don't start from the brachas of Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema. You'll wait till they're up to Shemen Esrei, you daven Shemen Esrei together with the Tibur, and after Shemen Esrei, you go back and you're going to say the birchas of Kriya Shema. That's the mechaber that everybody knows. Let's just learn it inside number 17. I'm sorry, I'm reading the one I wanted to tell you is number 20. Let's look at number 20 and then we'll go back to 17. You walked into shul and they're saying Kriyishma, the right and they're ready to daven Shemen Esrei, is daven Shemen Esrei, and then you'll say Kriyishma with the brachas. Gu'ul tefillah at night is not so important. It's important, but it's not so important. So daven Shemayin Esrei with them, you have tefillah b'tzibur, and afterwards you'll read Kriya Shema b'r'chaseh. In the morning, you can't do that because you need gu'ul tefillah, so you can't walk in late and just go jump to Kriya Shema. I'm sorry, jump to Shemayin Esrei. The gu'ul tefillah would win out over there. The shayla that I want to talk to the Olam about is, it was someone called me up. Why did I work on the shayla? Because I did get a question from a chash of a person at the beginning of the summer. And this was his question to me. I shared the question with you. It was a good question at the time, and I needed a lot to try to be ma'ayin and find the right answer to this question. He davened slow. So what happens is, when he finishes Kriya Shema, they're already up to Shema Nesrei. So he's always missing davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, because he the only way he would be able to do it is if he came to Ma'ariv very early. But most of the time, he comes on the slow to daven Ma'ariv. And then when he finishes Kriya Shema, they're up to Shemana Esrei. So he asked me this shayla, should he just daven, being that what do we see from this halacha, that you could say Birchas Kriya Shema after Shemana Esrei? So he asked me if he is up to Be'emunah Kozois, should he daven Shemana Esrei with them and then say Be'emunah Kozois after davening? It happened to any of us here. You're up to Hashkiven, and the starting from this, he wants to build a tzibur. Being that we see Birchas Kriya Shema do not have to be said before Shemana Esrei, he could say it after, and we learned in Hilchas Tefillah that the Birchas Kriya Shema are not ma'akiv, the order either. I mean, the order, you could leave some out and say them later on. So should you do that over here too? That's what he asked, and that was his shiloh. His other shiloh, what the shiloh was, maybe you should just wait to daven Shemen Esrei with them and say Birchas Kriya Shema afterwards all the time. That was the two questions he asked. He's having slower, and they're going fast. So before we can answer that question, because it's not so partial.
When does it start?
There's a lot of big machlekes about that. Some say you have to be up to that. You have to at least start before they get to Mechayim Esim, and then you have there's a Prima Garden that says even later. But you should really, most say you should be starting basically within a few seconds of when everyone else is starting Shemayin Esim. Assume that the Mechayim Esim at the Kaddish, they shouldn't be that far already. Rav Hatziba shouldn't be that far. So here, what should you do? Should you skip? And then the other question is which I assume that the Olam also, you walk in late to Ma'ariv, you could just start, should you just jump to Shema Yisrael and say that with them? And into leading, then you got your Goal Yisrael. And then you can come back to the first bracha. Right? Well, different options over what you could do when you come late to Ma'ariv. So the Ramayisha writes, before we even, let's learn the Mechab. I want to read your Ramayisha Shal, because he has a Chiddush. I don't think Dalil knows this Mechab, this Ramayisha, number 16. But Dalil Shaila says, someone asked Ramayisha, what should he do when you daven Ma'ariv like we do, right after Shkia? That was his question. Eitlis Nang, just see Mispal Ma'ariv take it from Shkia. Imlis Spal, should you say, see davening with them? But should you, his question is, maybe just daven Shemanesi with them. And then later on, say Kriya Shema and the Brachas. So you're davening here tonight. Meir, Mincha, Meir, Mincha, Meir of Minyan.
You do Mincha, Meir. Does it get stuck about Mincha, Meir?
That's a good question. Yeah, it's probably not. So he's saying the davening Meir of Uchkiya. So our options are, you want to fill a bit tzibur. So you're going to daven fill a bit tzibur then. But maybe you should do, being that we just said you can do Kriya Shema Berachah Yisrael afterwards, and it's not Zman Kriya Shema now, and the Berachas of Kriya Shema should be said with Kriya Shema, so then you'll do that later. Maybe that's what you should do. That was the question to Rav Moshe. So, and based on what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense. See, he, right? You hear the Shaila. Then I just read it inside to you. Can they list my Gula Litzvila? Or maybe not. You want to be list my Gula Litzvila. Oh, you list follow the Rock Shmanesra, Iman. See, if you're going to do the Justice Shmanesra, you don't have the Gula Litzvila. So what should you do? So Rav Moshe brings down the Mechaber, number 17. The Mechaber answers this question. Because the Mechaber says, V'matziba ma'dima likras kishman bo'ijoy. For us, let's just say it's after Shkia. You should daven with them. Kriyashma, Berchaisel, Philibit Sibur, Shegiyazman, Kriyashma. You'll read it again. You'll read the Kriyashma, which is what all of us have been doing till now. We have been doing this. But we are going to see that Rav Moshe says it's not really so poshut. The Mishnah Brura himself alludes to this because he says that maybe that's not what you should do. I'm reading you number 18, and this is Nagia to every one of us. Of course, we discussed this, say Kriyash Malamita, with all the parashas, because we daven Meir early. You daven Meir early, you have to do that. Look at this part of the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Meir. There are those that don't do Kriyash Mal. They wait until Shemayin Esrei. They daven Shemayin Esrei because they want to fill a Betzibur. And after davening, they wait till Tseis, and then they say Kriyash Mal Berchaisel. And they don't care about Tzmichas Gula Tfila. So what's the right thing? You see the Mishnah Berurah is bringing that down. Maybe you should do that. If you're davening Meir early tonight, after Shkia, it's not Seis yet. You should daven Mincha, and we should daven Shemayin Esrei, right? So the problem with that is that half the Olam is not going to, some people don't say Kriya Shema again later on. At least they'll say Kriya Shema now, the Fishitas Rabbeinu Tam, Yaitza, because if you Fishitas Rabbeinu Tam, Yaitza Kriya Shema. So I'm not going to tell the. We'll see in a moment. I'm not going to tell everybody to do that. Clearly, you see the Mechaber doesn't all like that. The Mishnah Berurah brings down these minig v'sikin. So v'sikin yitzi must be the few. If you're going to come to ask me privately, I'll say, you know, maybe that's what you should do. David Mincha Meir tonight. David Shemayin Esrei, and that's it. Your breakfast you should do later. Do it in the right time.
What? Every day?
Yeah, every day. Every day. That's what you should do. Because we just saw that you don't need, you know, if what's better than he's saying is the fact the Gula Tfila, we see now. Because the Mechab is telling you, you don't need the Gula Tfila. So maybe all the time. At the end of the day, Ramesh himself says there are two sheets over here. And I'm not being Machriya. He says, you want to do like them, you can do like them. Mechaber, you see, argues on Rav Haigayim. But what I want to show you is, and this is what the Olam must, I know this is difficult because sometimes we are in a shul where they, and many of us, are davening Mincha and Meir in the same Zman. Let's read the words so you'll see what Ramesh's Chiddush is. U'mistavra, kishu mispalim b'shoshel ha'olam eina mispalim mincha. Aval imu b'zman she mispalim pa'amim mincha. If you yourself sometimes daven Mincha in that time, it's a tarat to the sasri. If you yourself, so if you're, let's say, you daven mincha after shkia sometimes, so now that time for you, is it mincha or is it meir? Which one is it? So you're allowed to do it. Look what he writes now. V'kol shkeim b'sfal ba'isa yoy mamish mincha. Av shahat tzibar ma'kilin, even though the tzibar is mekel because of a daichik, gam b'zeshu m'mnei shekilu b'til, they'll make it, ain't bar kol kach. Maybe the name of chanami, tzfil of a tzibar is not better. So he says like this, V'rishai ha-yachid lahamten arach etzesek echavim, kam etzfila, maybe you should wait, daven b'yachidus. Avin, you don't argue on me on that. The name, no, you're in shul, daven with the tzibur, mishon tzfila to the tzibur. Av, where it's a tarati disasri. Even though the tzibur is davening ma'ariv, komokim nirav b'zeh, you should not read kriyashman de brachis. Dalzeh, he has a raya from the Gemara, it was a complicated raya, I didn't want to go into it. And he says, ein likre kriyashman b'chayseh, don't do like the Shulchan Aruch, do like the Haigayim. So if it's a, he's saying two things here. If you yourself sometimes daven mincha that's man, So and now you happen to be davening ma'ariv then, because that's it's right after shkia. So in other words, sometimes you daven mincha in that zman. Some of us do daven mincha after shkia. And now today you want to daven ma'ariv on says Rav Moshe. You can't. How can you say Krishna Brachesel? There you should go ahead and daven Shemayin Esrei with the tibur, and you should do the brachis and kriyashma later on. For sure, on that day, if you're in a minyan where they do mincha ma'ariv and they're not doing it. It's a tart in Sashri. That's L'chachil, or Moshe says you should do. It's hard to say because no. I would say most of us are trying to, once in a while, we'll daven Mid-Meyer after, but I don't think we're not doing it on it all the time. For those that do it all the time, then in economy. So in other words, I think most of us, if we were late, we will daven after Shkia, but. Okay, so then I'm not going to tell you that because that's.
Why is this referring to plot or shkia? Because we hold shkia at the end of this man. If you have
it, I know. Ravish says it's not safe. It's not safe yet. It's still part in this. It's a little bit of a part in this. If you're doubting minutes for this time,
but we don't usually have it.
What?
No, because Krishna, you're definitely not going to do it later on. That's what he says. Krishna, you're definitely not going to do it. When Esther, she was from Yehuda. Even if she's from Yehuda, you're not going to do Krishna. So do Krishna at the right time. Moshe, it's a whole long shula. It's very complicated shula. For those that you're talking about it. Well, just to clarify again, I think most of us are davening before Shkia. So we're going to do like Mishabah, we're going to daven the prophets. But if you're in a shul and it does happen that they daven everything before Shkia, and it's a tarti the sasi for you, so if you happen to be, if you, the point is over here, and I know that this is a little, according to Rav Moshe, you end up in a plag mincha, and you I understand you're doing plag, but Rav Moshe says, but in that man on an ordinary day, you daven mincha after plag. So even though on that day you're at a plag mincha, Ramesh is telling you that for Ma'ariv, you should just say Shema Esrei. That's what he's telling you. So again, you're in a shul. I know there's a lot of plag minchas now. I don't know. It's become so popular. But you should not. Lefi Ramesh, if you do that every day, you're plag mincha, fine. So that's your zman. But if once in a while, I also had this, because I had to go to the airport. I wanted to daven, didn't want to spill the tibur. And the only way to do that was if I was going to daven in a plag mincha. Lefi Ramesh, you should just daven Shema Esrei, right? And Brichas Kriya Shema, which Ma I should do later on. Because I normally don't dive in Meyer then. The only Meyer is after Shkia. Why is Shkia being different?
Even
the
Shah Sakha.
Why is that only five? Why not Shkia also?
So, what do you mean?
If you dive in the Shkia,
no, because you're allowed to do that.
Because that's not such a tarti the sasi. Some say that Shkia is already a Zman. Right, that's why it's different. And the Hanami, for the person that's always davening after Zman, you're right. If you normally daven mincha after that zman, you're getting back to my original. So now let's go back to the what I just told you to do. Ramay told you to do anyways. It's not like, oh no, I don't know, am I doing the right thing if I do this? Ramay anyway, David Kamar, you can do that any even tonight. If you daven after shkia, Ramay says you can do that. See Ramaysha, tonight after the shkia, if you want to be like the Vesikin, and that's what the Mishabur also says. You want to be like the Vesikin, you're davening after Shkia tonight, just daven Shemayin Esrei. I'm not telling you to do that, because then you'll forget to do that. But with Peter Ramayish, that's what you could do anyway. Any more time you're davening before Tzeis, that's what you would do.
What do you lose that by saying Krishna? I don't understand.
No, Berach is Krishna. Berach is Krishna. When do you do that? That's what you're right. Yeah, we have to do anyway. But when's the right time to say the Berach is Krishna? You have to do that with Shema, Ramayish. Getting back to my original question of if you're davening slow, and what should you do? The Psalmist Chaim of Yisrael Zonnefeld, when you learn his Sfarim, the Shoyel is very learned, and he writes these long back and forth here. It's so interesting. Rav Yisrael Zonnefeld and his Tshuvas are very similar to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The one word answers, and there's one line answers, and then you have to try to analyze and figure out what he was trying to say and why he says this. So I'm just going to, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld does have this question that I said to you. He's the only one that I found it in, where he wants to know if you're davening Ma'ariv and you see you're slower than the rest of the shul, should you just stop where you are, begin Shemayin Esrei and finish the Birchas Kriya Shema after you completed your Shemayin Esrei. And he says like this, why he says this, we need another shir.
But look at his tshuva. If you turn over the side, he says, "Linearly takanan." I don't want you to do that. You know, because he holds you have to say Kriya Shema Matzibur. So what would I say to you? The person always is slow, so he should go ahead and he should wait for Shemai Nesrei and just do Shemai Nesrei. And then he should do Kriya Shema with the brachas afterwards, because if not, he's not going to have to fill the tzibur. That was what I asked him. He says, no, because you have to say Kriya Shema with the tzibur. Now, where do you get that halacha from? There's no such halacha like that. What do you need? You have to read Pasuk Shema with Baruch Shem with the tzibur. So read Shema, Baruch Shem. He's mechadish to us that you need to read Shema with the tzibur. It's not just the din and tefillah of the tzibur, it's the din and Kriya Shema with the tzibur. That's only Shema. He's telling you call Kriya Shema, because that's what he says. If not, so then do what he... That's what the Shayel, who wrote the Haggai, wants to know where he get this from. And that's why I wrote, if you look at 287 on the Mashmoyis, Divrei Rabbeinu, the Tzarech Lukas, Ematibu, call Kriya Shema. My Rebbe holds you have to read the whole Kriya Shema with the tzibur. But then he tries to bring rayas to that. So if you have to read the whole Kriya Shema with the tzibur, what are you gaining then? Then
what are you doing anyway?
Well,
you're sitting there anyway.
Right. So then he goes on to saying, then he has a whole, so that was the next shaila to him. So if you look at let's just finish with this, I'm sorry, I'm taking another minute of the island's time, but if you look at the Salmos Chaim in his next tshuva, Misha Mispal Arvis, and he started the same time as the tzibur, Mamish our shaila. What should you do? Should you continue to daven? You're not filled with tzibur. Nimtza the Yemuchrich Lahamtin. So then he says, if that's what's going to happen to you every Maariv, you should not start davening Maariv. The same Shiloh, but just with this little twist. Ulai Toiv. So he says, maybe you should start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tibur and afterwards say Birchas Emunah, like I said to you. You finish Hashem Lekechanam. Oh no, they're up to Shemoneh Esrei. Start Shemoneh Esrei. And then after davening, say Emunah Mahashkivei. Because Birchas Kriya Shema not have to be said Kaidim Shemoneh Esrei. Tshuva, Lanias Daiti. Chiddush Gamor also, he says, you need the brachas of Kriya Shema don't have malchus in them. So you need brachas mucha l'chaberta. So they have to be connected. Ain roi lishnas. You shouldn't do this eitzah. Agam d'viyah, but if you did this, it's okay. I'll call upon him. If you're going to do this, he says you have to say tzitzis anyway. Because tzitzis, then, when it calls ayis and shema and shmanesi, you might as well get gula l'tfila. Because you want gula l'tfila. He's alluding to a lot over here. I need 45 minutes just for this. Because he's telling you that what you should really do is say tzitzis, emunah kol zayis, and shemai nesrei. That way you got your gula l'tfila, and the shema you'll say after shemai nesrei.
Just in the last parsha.
Very good. That's what he's telling you. Last parsha kriya shema, because he brings a raya from the Gemara brachas. You should do vayoyimer. So you should just start because you want to start shemai nesrei with that. Skip shema. Skip the beginning. Start tzitzis. That's what he's telling you to do. Start tzitzis, emunah kol zayis. And that's where you'll start Shema Nesu with them, and you have Gula Tvila, and you have Kriya Shema too, because you have your Tzias Mitzrayim, because you have your Tzias Mitzrayim and Bayayimim. And then after davening, you'll come back. But he's telling you, if you want to do that, that's what you could do. But Lalachi seems to say that you should come, he does right, come to davening earlier, and this way you'll be up to them in Shema Nesu in the right time. Lalachi Lamaisa then, I am not, he does say that if you feel that you want to have the Tvila B'tibah, you can actually do this, although he says, I'm not going to. The part of the bracha smuch l'chaverta is also a chiddush, what the bracha, how that applies, because that's only also not a lechatchila, that's only a b'di'evid. And that's what he writes. Agam b'di'evid, it must have came, there's no peida. So if the person really feels, I want to fill a b'tzibah or any chanami, you can do this eitzah. You could stop, say Yishmai Nesre, say the b'amunah kozais after davening, but he's telling you, preferably, that's not what you should do. You want to do it? You realize you're not going to be at the same time with the Shemai Nesrei with the Olam. So based on what we're saying over here, you feel that you're not up to them to come to Shul earlier so you can start Ma'ariv earlier. But you have to read Kriya Shema with the Tzibur. So all you're going to gain is, according to him, is the first two brachas. Because when you get to Shema, you got to read it with the Tzibur anyway.